This is Rising Up with Sonali, and I'm your host, Sonali Kolhatkar. Our radio show is heard on Pacifica stations nationwide, and you can watch our TV program on Free Speech TV and on our website. The Senate Judiciary Committee is expected to vote on Judge Neil Gorsuch's nomination to the Supreme Court on Monday, and then on Friday, April 7th, his nomination will head to the entire Senate for a vote. Gorsuch was nominated to the court by Donald Trump after Republicans blocked Barack Obama's nominee, Merrick Garland. Gorsuch's ultra-conservative record would make him a formidable ally on the court to the extremist right wing. Most, but not all, Senate Democrats have decided to filibuster the nomination. If there is a unified Democratic front, Gorsuch will not be confirmed to the nation's highest court under the current rules. The GOP-dominated Senate would have to change the rules to a simple majority confirmation vote. Now, progressives have embarked on a variety of creative methods to pressure the dozen or so Democratic senators who are undecided on the nomination. Among those efforts is Demand Progress's newly launched CallOutGorsuch.com website. Joining me to tell us about it is Carly Stevenson. She's a campaigner with Demand Progress. Welcome to the program, Carly.
Thank you, Sonali, for having me. It's great to be here.
So before we get to the website, let's just clarify the sort of mechanics of what is expected to happen at the Senate, what people would like to see happen at the Senate. We don't expect Gorsuch to face much opposition at the Senate Judiciary Committee because, of course, Republicans are in a majority on that committee. He will likely go to a full vote on April 7th on the Senate floor. Is that correct?
Yes, that is what we believe will happen.
Okay, so there are currently, of course, there's a slim majority of Republicans in the Senate. And usually when it comes to confirmations to the Supreme Court, you need greater than a simple majority. You need a supermajority, right?
Yes. Every nominee under President George W. Bush and President Barack Obama have had to meet that 60-vote filibuster-proof threshold.
So 60 votes means that some Democrats would have to join Republicans to vote for Gorsuch. If Democrats hold a unified line against the nomination, then under the current rules, Gorsuch's nomination would not pass, and it would force either the nomination to basically fail, or it would force the Republicans to rewrite the rules, which they technically can do, so that just a simple majority would pass him?
Yes, they technically can do that, although what we're saying is that they shouldn't get to blow up the rules just because their current candidate can't meet that 60-vote threshold. Every single candidate under President Bush and President Obama had to meet that 60-vote threshold. And so if Gorsuch can't meet that, that's a problem with Trump's nominee, not with the Senate rules. So he should put forth a nominee that can actually meet the 60-vote threshold rather than blowing up the Senate rules that have been in existence for many, many years.
And if the Republicans do that, if they change the rules, of course, what they do is risk their own power in future years when they are a minority party, right? So setting a precedent now could actually come back to bite them in the future.
Absolutely. I think that blowing up the filibuster is a bad idea. At some point, they will be out of power. We hope to put them out of power sooner rather than later. They should not blow up the rules for this temporary gain. And Democrats should not act out of fear that they're going to blow up the rules. They should act on principle and hold the line against a very extremist nominee.
And we've covered Gorsuch's politics in past interviews, so let's talk strategy here. So I understand there are something like 16 Democrats that have not decided what they're going to do in the Senate confirmation hearing. A large number have decided they're going to vote no or join in a filibuster, but 16 have held out. I understand there's actually two senators, Democratic senators, who've actually just come out and said they're going to vote for Neil Gorsuch, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you know what? We think that's unacceptable. There is no reason why any Democrat should be voting for such an extremist, you know, pro-big business, pro-corporate nominee. Every single time that Neil Gorsuch has had the opportunity to side with regular Americans and big corporations, he has chosen big corporations. And this is a lifetime appointment. This is an appointment that will have an impact on every single issue that Democrats say they care about. So as far as we're concerned, this is the time to fight. This is not a time for compromise. And this is a time for all Democrats to join in the Schumer-Merkley filibuster against Neil Gorsuch.
Right. So Chuck Schumer is the one who's basically said that he will lead the filibuster. The two Democratic senators I mentioned are Joe Manchin of West Virginia and Senator Heidi Heitkamp of North Dakota. They have said they would oppose the filibuster, but they haven't been terribly unequivocal about it. It's possible that they might be moved. Let's talk about what Demand Progress has done to create a very easy to use online tool that I tried out this morning successfully. I have to do my research. It's calloutgorsuch.com. Tell us about this website and how it can be used by ordinary people all around the country.
So, as you said, it's calloutgorsuch.com. All you have to do is go to the website. There's a place where you can type in your zip code, so it'll pop up who your senator is, and it makes it very easy for you to call your senators and tell them how you feel about Neil Gorsuch and to tell them to hold the line against Neil Gorsuch, especially, of course, if you do have a Democratic senator. I especially encourage our folks who live in Heidi Heitkamp and Joe Manchin's states to give them a call and let them know that you want them to join the filibuster. But it's important for everyone's senator to hear from them. So even if you are from a state like mine, Indiana, where I have two Republican senators, it's still important for you to call and let them know that you think that Neil Gorsuch is too extreme and too pro-big business for a lifetime appointment on the Supreme Court. But absolutely, especially if you live in a state where your senator is equivocating, maybe on the fence, it's vital that they hear from you. Your calls really do matter. We saw what happened with the enormous progressive grassroots push to save the Affordable Care Act, and we saw what happened with that. So the idea that just because you are supporting something that the majority of the Republicans are in favor of, doesn't mean that all hope is lost. It's absolutely vital that you still reach out and call your senators and let them know how you feel, especially if you have Democratic senators that are on the fence or that you think will equivocate on Gorsuch.
Right. I mean, as you said, even if your representative is a Republican senator, it's important for there to be a record of how their constituents feel. On this list of 16 undecided Democrats and one independent is my senator, Dianne Feinstein. And there are people like Tammy Duckworth of Illinois, Vermont's Patrick Leahy, some progressive Democrats on here that I wouldn't have expected to see. Claire McCaskins on this list, Angus King. Pretty good list of people who seem like they need to hear from their constituents about this. So I called, or I put my phone number into calloutgorsuch.com, and my phone rang within seconds, and I was then asked to put my zip code in and connected directly to Feinstein's office. I actually ended up remaining on hold for 5 minutes, which I actually thought was a good thing because it means that a lot of people are calling her about something. It might be this. And then was connected with a very nice sounding young man. I told him what I told him my opinion, and calloutgorsuch.com has a handy a script for people to read if they don't feel comfortable just speaking off the cuff, right?
That's right. We know that some folks have no problem talking to their representatives and speaking their mind and saying the things that they think are important. But if you're someone who's maybe a little bit more nervous, maybe you've never called your senator before, you don't know what to say, we do have a suggested script on there. So we try to make it as easy and painless as possible for you to contact your representatives and participate in your democracy.
So I did that just this morning, and I'm grateful for you to make it easy for me to do that. It was pretty simple, pretty straightforward. Then once you've spoken to your own senator, I understand there are options to remain on the line so that you can be connected to as many senators as you have time to talk to, even those outside your state, right? Because senators are representatives in the federal government, even though they represent their state first and foremost, it's fine for them to be contacted by people outside the state.
Absolutely, because the bottom line is that voting to confirm a Supreme Court nominee is one of the most important things that senators do. The Supreme Court is the end of the line. You know, it's the last line of defense, and they are the final say on many, many issues. And so even though there are senators that don't represent you in your state, the decision that they make about who's going to be on the Supreme Court is absolutely going to impact your life. So if folks have time, I strongly encourage them to stay on the line and speak to as many offices as possible.
Right. When we're talking about the Supreme Court, a confirmation to that court can have decades and decades of impact on basically countless issues. I mean, if you care about gay
Absolutely.
Rights, if you care about LGBTQ rights, if you care about corporate personhood, if you care about abortion, if you care about race, affirmative action, workers' rights, you name it, every political issue under the sun could potentially come forward before the court. And a court tilted in favor of an extremist right-wing agenda will basically be set in stone for, you know, until the end of Neil Gorsuch's life or career, basically.
Yeah, it can change the outcome of the court for a generation. And I think that we've already seen some terrible decisions coming out of this court. I think for progressives, obviously Citizens United is a big one, the Hobby Lobby decision. But on the other side of it, you can see the good, you know, you can see the good decisions that can come out of the court. If you look at the Warren Court, for instance, in the mid 20th century, some of the most important decisions around civil rights, Brown versus Board of Education, happened because there were good, fair-minded justices on the court. So we've seen both the positive outcomes that can happen when you have good people on the Supreme Court, and then we've also seen what can happen when you have people who are more concerned about the interests of big business, about the majority and not concerned about minority rights. We see what happens with that as well.
Finally, Carly, I understand that on Saturday there are nationwide events happening around the country, People's Filibuster events. I know that other organizations mm-hmm. are participating in this. MoveOn.org and other groups are basically organizing these events. Outside of calling senators, are there, you know, other ways for people to get involved?
Absolutely. I mean, I would encourage folks to join these events if they can. But definitely make sure to go to calloutgorsuch.com and make your voice heard. You can do it from anywhere. It takes just a few minutes. And Gorsuch really is an enormously extremist candidate, nominee yeah. that really does not belong on the court. And as you said, this can change. For him to be confirmed would tilt the court in a much more extreme, direction for a generation. So it's very important that folks make their voices heard and make sure that, and hold especially their Democratic senators accountable to ensuring that they are not party to him being confirmed to the court.
Carly, I want to thank you so much for joining us today and for taking the time to tell us about this website.
Thank you so much for having me.
My guest is Carly Stevenson, campaigner with Demand Progress. Again, that website, calloutgorsuch.com. We'll post it to our website later today. If you missed it, our website is risingupwithsonali.com. I'm Sonali Kolhatkar. You can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, iTunes, and Vimeo.